Well, good morning. The news over the weekend is that the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has put the entire state of New South Wales into lockdown, not unsurprisingly. What that means, of course, is that the virility of the Delta strain of the COVID-19 virus is particularly difficult to manage. It has wide-reaching effects. This morning, I'm joined by the headmaster, Mr. Tony George, and our chairman of council, Mrs. Rosemary Abrams. Good morning to you both. Tony, I might start with you. The government's position is obviously that they're not going to get rid of the lockdown or at least the restrictions until the state achieves 70 to 80% in terms of a vaccination rate. What's the school's stance on this?
I think we've been pretty clear all along, Mike. It's vaccinations. Vaccinations, while not being the solution to everything, is certainly one of the key elements of being able to come out of lockdown and being able to live with this virus. Even to date, many of our staff are well on the way to getting their two jabs. Our council, our governors, have got their two jabs. Jen and I have got our two jabs, and that's important because we need to provide a community that is safe. And the sooner we can do that, the sooner we're going to be able to support our boys and our staff on site and families. And the critical element I think we're facing at the moment is the HSC. While we've got alternate assessments for our Year 12 boys that they're doing online, and they're doing that over the next 2 weeks, and then Year 11 pick it up. We have a break coming up, and then normally we would then move into the HSC. I'm expecting that the Premier is going to be clarifying in the next week or two what that's likely to look like. But in the event that we're not sufficiently vaccinated, it's not even going to be an option for us. So to create those opportunities for us as a school community to be able to continue on, to continue supporting our boys and our families, and particularly gear up to what I trust is going to be an opening up for Christmas, then we do need staff, parents, families, boys, as they're able to get vaccinated.
We're entering our seventh week of online learning. It's a challenge for everybody. What's the community's response been?
I think the community's response has been exemplary on the whole. We always tend to find the middle 2 weeks of term tough because we've been through 5 weeks, particularly in this context, 5 weeks of lockdown, and all we see is another 5 weeks of lockdown coming up ahead. And so the key issue for us is actually not so much the schoolwork. I think our boys are doing that really well. And I also think our staff are exemplary because it might seem counterintuitive, but there is a lot more our staff need to do to be able to provide the same level or just provide the lessons in an online environment. And so there's a lot that our staff are doing that families don't get to see because it's behind the scenes to prepare. So while our community is handling it exceptionally well, I am sensing people are exhausted. Our boys are finding it exhausting at the moment. And so we've got 4 weeks to get through. We're going to have a long weekend this coming weekend. Hopefully that will give a little bit of respite for people to gear up for what will be the finish of the term as we go through those last 4 weeks. Mental health, being half glass full, being optimistic, being chipper, these are all the things that we need to reach out and support one another. There's that lovely image, isn't there, from the Olympics with those two Australian runners, and one of them that's actually standing by to get his mate through for a medal. You know, that's stunning. And I think if there's an image that I'd like our boys to focus on, it's that one. Look after your mates, get everybody over the line, staff to look after each other, and also to look after families and parents. There's a lot of people at their wit's end, and understandably.
And Rosemary, if I can turn to you, I think what the headmaster says is very true. We are in this together. The community here is very proud. It's very close, it's very tight-knit. But at this point in time, there's a lot of struggles going on out there. As chairman of the council, what can you say to those families about how the King School can help?
Yes, Mike, it is a tough time, undoubtedly. And uh, I, I just wake up each day and feel grateful that, in fact, that I am part of such a school as the King's School. And I want to say to everyone that the school and the King's School Council is very mindful of the fact that every one of our families is, I think, probably suffering in different and personal ways. There is an emotional and a personal toll, I think, that this pandemic has inflicted on our families. And I think particularly of all of our students, but most notably our Year 12 students, who are dealing with the disappointments of this iconic last year and just getting on with it, which is wonderful. I think about them handling the disappointments that they're handling and the uncertainty, particularly around HSC and trials and all those aspects of education. But I do know that they're very strongly supported by their families and, of course, our staff who are working overtime to be in touch with them. And of course, they're friends as well. And I think I know from having been around the King's School for such a long time that the years they've spent here will stand them in good stead to go forward positively in these next weeks. I hope they'll take with them some of the values that we espouse here about excellence and responsibility and humility. And I certainly wish them all the best in the coming weeks. I also think about our parents who are experiencing the pandemic in a multitude of ways, whether it's being working online with their boys, learning online beside them. Perhaps some of our regional families may be feeling the stress of an internet that's not as reliable as it could be or should be. People will be feeling a little isolated, I think, if they have family overseas or they can't even visit their family that is close by. I want those families to know that we have always stood by our communities in tough times, whether it was floods or fires or drought. We have been there to support where we could. So I'm saying to those families now, look, if you have a personal crisis as a result of the pandemic, don't sit back at home and worry. Please reach out to us, talk to us, ask for help, and we will deal with this on a case-by-case basis. We're certainly in this together, as the headmaster has said. When I come through the gates of the King's School, I remember all the things in the past that we have overcome, and I know that we can work together really well to be a strong school at the end of this and to be a more bonded community.
I really want to encourage families to obviously support their boys and their girls at Tudor as they are. But there is a lot the school's putting on to support families. So there's morning fitness groups, for example, where the whole family is getting together and being part of that, and that's accessible through KingsNet. There's also a whole range of parent seminars that we're now delivering and working on, just to see what we can do to help parents in supporting their children at home. So there's an equipping there, there's a capability building there. Of course, there's some great quattro quizzes that have been going on, I might say. But it is an opportunity, I think, for families to gather together and to reach out into the school and the school community to get ourselves through.
We did expect this year would be better, I think everybody, because we have been so blessed as a country for the management we've seen of this COVID. But the virus is very devious. It's very pervasive, and we just need to roll with those punches and absolutely keep ourselves positive, looking forward, knowing, as you said, that we've experienced so much before in a school that's almost 200 years old, and we've certainly got this one.
Tony, I'll finish with you for the final word. We have a very strong emphasis here at the school on pastoral care. And given that we're a very proud Christian community, What would you say to the boys and their families about why God would put us through something like this?
Great question, Mike. First of all, it seems to be a question that comes up when things are tough, not when things are good. We don't seem to go looking for God when things are going great. But the moment we have hardship, we naturally start to ask questions of God. And if you read the Psalms, you'll find the psalmist often comes to God in a state of suffering, which is a right perspective because we take our sufferings to God. And so there's lots of psalms that are encouraging in reading in that space. But secondly, the Christian understanding of God and how he's revealed himself to us is very, very different because we have a suffering God, a God who became flesh and gave his life for us on the cross in Christ. And so we worship God as someone who understands our humanity, who understands our frailty, who understands suffering, and who has actually put themselves willingly into the place of suffering for our sake. And so I think that takes us to a third point, and that is, as much as we would want to blame God when things don't go well, instead we can actually look to God, who is empathetic in our suffering, and we can actually draw strength and comfort from a God who understands what we're going through. And the Bible is very clear that God is a patient God. So don't assume that the lack of action or the lack of intervention is reflective of a God that doesn't care or a God that isn't good. But we understand God to be a patient God who has said, all things will come together on that last day into his kingdom. Right now, we suffer, and we suffer for a time. But that suffering will disappear, and there will be no more crying, and there will be no more pain. And so the Christian hope is a real and positive hope because we know what it is to worship a God who understands and is empathetic in our suffering.
Well, thank you to you both. They're very challenging times, and I thank the entire school community for coming together in these very, very difficult days. If you have anything that you would like to share with the school about the online learning space, your own well-being, or things that we might be able to help with, please do so at coronavirusfeedback@kings.edu.au. And as Rosemary said, if you have personal circumstances that we need to know about that we can help with, please reach out also. Until next time, I'm Mike Simons.